donkey. Sounds like somebody dying over.
Is that donkey?
It's a donkey?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard a donkey in real life.
Damn, bro. That's a shame, bro. Are you even Honduran, bro?
Latino American problems.
Hey, bro, tell me about it. That's all you, though. I'm not on that squad. Shit. I'm all right, full bro. Blood, bro.
Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. Tune in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And today, we are here yet again for episode
62.
So, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate that. What we got going on for today, bro?
So, today, we are not in the place you guys usually see us. Today, we are in the great outdoors, the great Mother Nature.
Great outdoors. Breathe that in.
Breathe it in. The great Northeast Durham. It's not too bad. It actually feels kind of good to be outside. Also, afterwards, after this, after we record this, we're going to get a workout in, hence the shorts. I need to put mine on, but I mean, I'm going to put them on, don't worry. I am excited for that workout. And two, we have news for them. What news do we have, Hector?
So we're currently looking for a new location.
Yeah.
Obviously, from what you guys are seeing.
Yeah, I mean, any offers? I mean, anybody renting out, you know, their like garage or like an out, like a detached garage or attached garage, something, anything. A shed.
What the fuck was that? A basement? No.
A basement. No. I mean, that's not too bad. Yeah, I mean, same thing. A basement, your whole house.
Penthouse, you know, somewhere in the Hollywood Hills or something.
Hell nah. Bull City Pioneers in the Bull City at all times. Yeah. Shit. I mean, anybody that's renting out like their, you know, extra space or anything, if you guys want to shoot us an offer. We're open to all offers right now. I mean, we're willing to relocate. I mean, we'll do Durham. We'll do North Raleigh. We'll do some parts of Cary. I don't know about Creedmoor, bro. We might hit Creedmoor, depending on what part of Creedmoor. Yeah. We might hit Mebane, depending on what side of Mebane you're on. We might hit Bahama, depending on what side of Bahama you're on. Just let us know. Any offers you guys have in mind, or if you know somebody that, you know, has something that they want to rent out, like a basement, a shed, a garage, a storage unit. Anything, hit us up. How I said, hit us up at any time at bullcitypioneers@gmail.com or our Instagram at bullcitypioneers. Anywhere, basically. So what do we have in store today, Hector?
Well, first before we transition, I just wanted to like give like a little side note or whatever, or a comment on it. Like, I just wanted to say like in this transition period that we're in, this is just goes to show like you got to keep going with what you're doing no matter what.
And sometimes
we're in this transition period of ours,
yeah,
and we're just trying to, you know, this is why we're doing this today for you guys. Like we're out here doing this to stay consistent and doing it for you guys, hopefully that here to entertain some people and give some, you know, some light to some people and stuff. So,
and the cool thing is sometimes you have to take a step backward before you can go forward, which is honestly a good process because it reminds you mentally that you got to stay humble and honest to yourself. You know what I'm saying? So this is a good little process. I mean, our podcast has always been a struggling process, you know, a struggling process that we honestly love and that we admire and that we cherish because we know that, you know, we're gonna keep going. We're not going to stop. So, you know, if one day we do hit a new level or a couple new levels, this shit right now is going to look beautiful. It's going to be like, damn.
We're going to look back, bro.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be like, shit, those were the simple times, you know what I'm saying?
And I know we've said it plenty of times before, too. So, like, if you've been a consistent listener or watcher of the podcast,
yeah,
we appreciate you. And like, we like, if you've seen the previous stuff, like, you know that we've said this plenty of times, like, every time we level up, we don't want to let it go to our heads and whatnot.
Yeah,
like, we want to be able to to, like, if we have to take a step back, we'll take a step back, but we're gonna keep going, you know?
Keep your shoulders and heads on the ground. I know the sky's the limit and everything, but you gotta keep your head over your shoulders at all times.
Or look up to the clouds, but keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah. Keep your hustle down here.
That's a bar.
Yeah, that's a bar. We haven't even done weed bars of the week.
We haven't even started yet.
But I mean, one thing that we have coming up, not too long from now, is one, we're gonna get a third angle. So right now, hopefully that angle is still recording. Right now we have one angle right here, just a simple front angle. We have a side angle to our right and your left. Well, viewers left, the Bull City Pioneer Nation left. How's that? Two angles, one over there, one right here. Hopefully you can flip it a little bit, you know, when I'm pointing. But soon we'll have a third angle, which is gonna look way more professional, because not only are we gonna be bouncing off between these two cameras and angles, but also a third angle, which is honestly gonna look so dope.
Yeah.
Thank you for you for always editing that shit, you know, making it look good. Another thing that's gonna be coming up is we're gonna be getting mics. So Hector said he wants to get like a
boom mic.
A what?
It's like a shotgun mic.
Shotgun mic, yeah, that you put on the camera. I've been looking at lavalier mics, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like it's kind of shaky.
Yeah. It just depends on your preference. Let us know if you guys are in audio or like record your own stuff. Like,
what
let
do
us
you
know
guys
which ones you prefer, a shotgun mic or a lavalier mic?
Honestly, I think I'm still gonna get. Although he's gonna get a shotgun mic, I think I'm still gonna get a pair of lavalier mics, just because. I don't know. I feel like those will come in handy at some points, you know. And honestly, at the same time, there's some lavalier mics that are connected, like they're dual, so they have two mics.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're connected to each other, but it's like really long. Well, which is gonna be an issue. But I mean, since we're not gonna be recording like, you know, real big time stuff, you know, moving around, unless it's promotions, of course. So if we're just gonna be sitting down in the studio, we might as well get those. Well, I might as well get those mics. I mean, they're fairly priced either way. So what's the next thing that we have on the podcast today, sir?
Still. Growing up Latino.
Oh man, you know how it is.
All right, growing up Latino. Hopefully. Oh wait, no. I don't think I left room on the screen for me to add the title. So I guess I'll just put it on top of our faces.
You lean that way. I lean this way.
Growing up.
There you go.
That was smart.
So today, this week, what we got? So, are you gonna display the image somewhere?
I'm gonna put it up on the screen again. So.
Okay.
You go that way.
Okay.
It's right there. I'm gonna still read it.
All
right. So it's just a little funny meme that I saw on Instagram, and it basically says.
Okay. You'll do the Hispanic mom. I'll do the meme part.
All right. So my Hispanic mom, Luis, calls my name.
Mande.
Luis.
Mande.
No me esté gritando.
Fuck, man. Fuck. Damn. It gets so annoying, man. It gets annoying. and yes, I can see where they're coming from. Like, yeah, I know people are gonna be like, Louise, but you're screaming towards your mother, your creator, you came out her womb, like she held you.
Don't yell at her.
Like, don't yell at her. And I understand. I have respect for my mother. I love my mother. But damn, that gets annoying. Fuck, man, like, I mean,
for the littlest stuff,
yeah,
too.
It's not only that, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you talk like really serious or like out of zone, you know what I'm saying? Or like you're not having a good day, right? And you talk to your mom like very seriously, like I don't want to eat. She's like, oh, you're so you treat me bad.
I just don't want to talk.
Yeah, I just don't want to talk. You know what I'm saying? And every human has those types of days, you know. Especially, you know, growing up as a teen, you know, you're gonna come up with some hard days that you think are pretty bad. In the future, you're probably not gonna think they're that bad, but.
And then what's also is like, when your mom does that, and then it's for like, say like she wants you to wash the dishes or something like that, And then she's calling out your name, and then she gets upset or whatever because she thinks you're yelling at her. And then she's just like, fine, I'll just do it myself.
Right, yeah.
So y'all gonna miss me when I'm dead. And when I'm gone.
And then you feel bad, right?
Yeah.
And then you do it. So
I was like, I was on my way here. Like, you could have waited like 2 more seconds.
And the thing is like, you know, I scream just so she knows that I like that. I know that she knows that she hears me, like, and I hear her. Like, sometimes, like, I'm just doing homework and I'm focused. I'm trying to get this stuff done. And then she calls me and then she doesn't hear me. And then I scream louder and then she gets mad. And then I'm like, dang. And I'm like, right. I was just trying to make sure you heard me.
Yeah.
Woman, I just want you to hear me loud and clear. You know, it's better than, you know, ignoring you and just like not saying anything or not responding to you or your commands. So, you know, it's
my dad does this thing. I don't know if your dad does this, but like, when he calls for me, he'll call me like once and I'll clearly respond like see, or like, I don't really say mande. I know it's me neither.
I kind of do sometimes, but yeah.
I just be like, see, like really like clearly. And then he just doesn't respond. I'm like, every time he just wants me to like, he wants me to physically be there.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean? Calls me, he wants me to physically be there. Like, I can't call to him back from across the room or from a different room. Like, I have to physically be there. And like, for something that I don't have to be physically there for. Like, you could have easily just yelled across the room.
My dad, what he does, it's funny. It's funny as hell, man. He calls me, right? He's usually at his computer doing his work and everything. And I'm in my room. I have my door open or closed, whichever one. He calls me. I say, see? I don't move. I respond, but yeah, I don't move. And then he calls me again. And I say, see? And then he's like, you know, I don't hear anything. I don't hear a response from him. And then he calls me a third time.
Then you know it's real.
And then I say, see, even louder. And then he gets mad. He's like, damn, you're goddamn a hard-headed, like, fuck, I'm calling you. And I'm like, shit, man, I'm just... I'm responding. I'm responding. It's like he always wants me to be there physically. Like, you got to be there. Like, you know, mothers are different. Like, as long as they can hear you, they'll, you know, they'll tell you what's up. But fathers, they're like, you got to be there physically.
I don't know what's up with that.
And at a prompt time.
Like, you got to be there like that.
If you don't come late, or if he sends you to find something or to bring something to him, like a tool or like an object, and you don't find it, or you take a long time and he's walking towards the location of the item, that's the worst.
It's over.
One, because you're gonna get cursed out. Two, because you're gonna get made fun of. And three is because he's just gonna scream, like scream in an ugly manner, and then you just feel bad for the rest of the day, and you don't want to talk to him, and then you don't want to help him anymore.
Luke sounds hurt.
And then you're like, fuck, I should start moving out at the age of 15.
Yeah.
Bruh. But yeah,
it gets that extreme.
Yeah, it does get that extreme. But then as I got older, I kind of started letting it go, you know what I'm saying?
It's so true though, like with moms, for some reason, it's so different. Like my mom, she actually like would respond if I'm in a different room. Like, yeah. She's not gonna wait for me to get there.
Like, what the shit, it's so funny.
I don't know what's up with that. I know that kind of contradicts a little bit about the funny picture.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is.
It still holds true in a lot of ways.
It's more true for fathers, so you know.
I guess, yeah.
It's funny as hell. So what we got next for the podcast, bro?
I think this is yours, right?
No, story time? I ain't got no... I have a story time? Let me think. Put a timer right here. How long it takes me to...
Put the Jeopardy theme song.
Oh, yeah, that's smart, yeah. Keep the Jeopardy song playing. Do I have a story time? Oh yeah, I got a story time, but you're gonna tell it with me. Why? Because it's about Loku's birthday.
Oh right. Yeah.
So happy birthday! Although it's like, you know. Oh yeah.
Do the intro.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
You gotta do your jingle. Story time.
Story time with Luis. But
oh shit.
You know, Loki invited us to her birthday party. It was mad dope. You know, mad awesome vibes. Shout outs to her.
If you don't know who she is,
go check her out. She's gonna be releasing music soon, so please stay updated to that. And soon we're gonna have her on the podcast as well. So keep stay tuned for that too.
Put her on blast like that.
I'm just saying, bro. She's putting out music. It's dope. But it was at the lake in Raleigh, and we played volleyball. So how did that volleyball game go, Hector?
Bro, well, first of all, again, like, shouts to her. We're doing this like the same week that we went to the party, so you guys are getting this the week after. But it was a lot of fun. So
we're going this week.
No, next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one day to
bed. Yeah, cool.
But it was a lot of fun. We got to meet some cool new people, meet some of her friends, and if you guys are hearing about her, yeah, for the first time on this episode, we had her on the podcast a while back.
Yeah.
And she's real cool peoples. She invited us out to her. I don't know what.
She was turning 22,
right?
Yeah, 22,
22nd birthday.
She's young, bro. But her, like, her maturity and way of carrying herself out, it's like, dang, are you sure you're 22?
Yeah, she's cool people.
Like, I thought she was like 25, bro.
Yeah. But food was good. Cool people. Like we said,
met a lot of people.
We played some
volleyball, and it got pretty
intense volleyball games.
Volleyball. Like, honestly, bro, okay. Near the end, I started getting better, but at the beginning, bro, I was
once nobody was there watching.
Yeah, there you go, bro. I was like, oh, man. I was like, dang, bro. Fuck. I mean, it is what it is. We got her done.
It was, I want to ask you something, because what? I noticed, why were you so hesitant to serve the ball every time?
Okay.
This man, he did not want to serve the ball.
So, I served it underhand, because I can't do overhand. And I don't know, bro. It's like, you can actually miss, and you missed a couple times too, bro.
Yeah, but I went and did it.
True. I mean, I was just trying to make sure the ball went the way I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? You got to hit the ball right in the middle, I think. I'm not sure. I don't play volleyball like that, but it is fun. And, it's just I want to hit it on the right side, you know. But I don't know, man. I was scared of failing. But, it was just fun.
Can't be scared of failing.
You're right.
We talk about this.
You're right. If you fail, that's all right. But you know what? I did. And I failed for basically the first half, the first two games. And then the third game where there was less people, nobody watching, basically, I was going in.
Yeah. Bro, especially like beach volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff is a workout, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, I thought, like, it's hard to move around.
You got
to
plant your feet. Like,
yeah.
Well, at least I was. I don't know if you're supposed to, but like, I was planting my feet deep into the sand so I wouldn't like trip or like fall over or anything.
No, I wasn't doing that, but I just noticed that running and trying to like move around seemed much harder than acting like just normal volleyball. And of course, because you're playing on sand versus playing on a vinyl or wooden floor. So, you know, it makes sense. So
it was a lot of fun.
I would do it again, bro. Mm-hmm. Kind of want to.
You almost lost your soccer ball.
Yeah, I almost lost. I don't know.
Nobody played soccer too.
Yeah, nobody played soccer.
I wanted to play soccer, but we didn't get a chance to.
I don't think many people would have played. Yeah, I don't know. But that was mad dope. And one thing that I noticed, bro, was that I hadn't had a day like that in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I know you
just chill.
I know you noticed. You felt that thing where it's just like, dang, you haven't relaxed and enjoyed yourself in a long while, or like not enjoyed yourself, but like done something outside of work, which means outside
like
of
creative projects.
Yeah, outside of Hectic Wear and the Bull City Pioneers podcast, or photography, or just editing me. And you know how I said content creating. Like, honestly, bro, I had such a good time that I forgot to post it on the Bull City Pioneers page.
Yeah.
That we were at Loku's birthday party and enjoy, and I didn't see many people post about her birthday party because everybody was so kind of like busy having fun. And I think
that's the important part.
Yeah, that's how you know it was fun, when nobody really remembered to upload something serious about it. you know,
and that just creates more connection with within each other.
Which honestly, I kind of made new friends technically. I mean, we both made new friends technically.
And we didn't like, in the back of my head, I was like, should I ask for this person's like social media to like?
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, like, I don't want to do that, cause like, I don't know, like, I felt that same way too. Like, mm-hmm. I liked it for the fact that I wasn't focused on trying to like post on social media. It's like, hey, I'm here. And all that good stuff. And Loku even told us herself too that like she said that she hadn't had a time like that in a while.
In a while. So.
But I didn't bother to ask for like people's like social media or anything like that. Cause I just wanted to enjoy my time there and just focus on being, you know, in the moment and having a good time with
having a good time with good and being people. Happy. I don't know. It was a bright day. Like like mentally, emotionally, like it was like. Like, I forgot about, I forgot that it was Sunday. That's how much that I, that's how much fun I had. Like, usually on Sunday, I'm stressing because I'm going through what I got to do for next week. Like, stressed about homework and this and that and, you know, all of this shit.
Yeah.
But no, Sunday, it's just kind of like time stopped for like 2 seconds. And I was able to enjoy myself. I forgot about everything that I had to do for, four or five hours. And I didn't worry about you. You know what I'm saying? Like it was such a pleasant feeling that I got. Yeah. So, how I said,
we need to have more of those.
Yeah, we need to have more of those. How I said, shout outs to Loku for once again inviting us, and happy birthday.
Belated birthday.
Yeah, and we wish you many, 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 many more. So,
before we move on to that, I also wanted to bring up. It was announced today. Homie Alex App. He's gonna be having an event pretty soon.
In Durham or Charlotte?
In Durham.
Okay.
At the Pinhook.
Downtown Durham, correct?
Yes, sir.
Downtown Durham.
I think it's October 23rd, if I remember correctly.
Do you know where they can get tickets?
On his page.
On his page.
The homie Alex App.
In the link, right? In the link in his bio.
Most likely.
Okay.
I just want to give a quick shout out to them. To him, because you know he's a really good friend of, he's become a really good friend of ours ever since, you know, we've had him on the podcast.
That whole group, Drop Top, Waco, the homie Alex Ave, there's a third one, isn't there? From that like, group, am I forgetting someone?
Well, just all of them, you know.
Yeah. That little high school love. Group, yeah.
They've. You know, always been showing love, but
yeah, man.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to him because he's having an event soon, and it's gonna be like the lineup from what I've seen so far is gonna be pretty dope. So I'm excited for that. If you guys are in town, if you guys are, you know, gonna be free that day, come and stop by and check the event out, because it is gonna be some amazing artists performing that day.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you're gonna be down for it, but
hopefully
I'm gonna be down for it.
Okay, I'm fucks with it. Another, you know, in other news, by the time this video is uploaded, it's probably gonna be out, but the homie Nance and G.
This man didn't want to say the last name. Oh,
G Yamazawa.
There you go, bro. Hey. You got it, man. You got it. There you go.
G Yamazawa and the homie Nance. They did a collaboration. By this time, it should have already been out. If you guys want to go check it out, I think you can find it on either's page, Nance's page, G's page. I don't know. Just go look for it. It should be on all streaming platforms, music streaming platforms. So, you know, just look out for that, because I know that shit's going to be dope. You know,
I'm excited for that, too. I saw
Bull
that.
City and...
Huh?
What would you call it?
Oak City,
Bull City, and the Oak City coming together, coming out with something fresh. So I said, do what you gotta do, go check it out, support the Bull City, for the Bull City, in the Bull City. funny.
You gotta say it three times.
Hell yeah. And next on the podcast, talking about music.
Are you ready?
Lean over.
Oh fuck. Damn.
Weak bars of the week. Alright. Shit, I don't even know.
At least we got a different, you know, scenario out here. We got different backgrounds, so maybe we'll get some inspiration out here.
Alright. Let's make a rule for right now, just for this episode. Let's do 3 bars each, and it's done, and it dies right there. I take a bar, you take a bar. That's 2.
What if we fuck up?
And start over again.
Okay.
Something like that. But just 3 bars each. Keep it short. Keep it, you know, keep it good. So let's take out all the juices in one sitting.
This man. Using that word, you always stick with that word. You always use that word.
We gotta do what we gotta do, bro. Alright, you start.
Fuck. Okay. Dang, put me on the spot. The Jeopardy theme song's coming on right now again, too.
Zoom into his face.
My homie Luis, I got the camera on your face. I'm gonna take you to a different place with my bars and all these rhymes. Cause your head looking kind of like a lime.
Okay, I got you.
Yo, what the hell?
I got you. My homie Hector. He got greens. But the type of greens that be llama greens, llama beans. He don't got no cheese.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, I'm sorry for the tease. Hectic wear is kind of looking kind of bare.
Okay. I'm gonna come back.
He plays soccer, although he's not good at it. Go sit down. Your career's over. I'm about to take over.
Okay. Was that it?
That's it.
Okay. What the fuck? Okay.
Go.
My guy, Luis, you came to the wrong place. Because I'm going at a different pace.
Okay.
Got you going up. Wait.
Okay, I got you.
I knew where I was going, but I messed it up.
Okay. Hector, you wear sunscreen, but you're not really clean.
Okay.
You should have seen the movie It, because you need to get a little bit fit.
Okay.
You ain't got no hits. You got little bits.
Little bits?
What? I just saw what it was rhyming, bro. I was just trying to see
what
was
rhyming. What is little bits?
All right. Third and last bar of the round. Round 3.
Round 3.
Go ahead.
Luis, we going for the 3rd round. Just letting you know, you got a bad sound.
Okay.
Your bars, they ain't really hitting.
Okay.
Because you don't know what you spitting.
Ooh. Okay.
Your bars ain't really that loud.
Okay.
They don't make your mama proud. Oh!
Bruh.
I killed you with that.
I got to come back.
That's probably the best one I've done ever.
I know. You might have won this whole, you know, this week.
I got you.
Hector, this is round 3. I'm about to lock.
Hold it up.
Hector, it's round 3. Wait, what was your first? What did you first say? Because I want to start it off the same way.
I'm going to light it up. That's what I thought you were going to say.
No. The first time, like the very first thing you said when you started this round.
You don't have a good sound?
No. The first one. It's like it's round 3.
Oh, we're going for the 3rd round?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hector, we're going for the 3rd round. I'm about to leave you in the lost and found. You need to go back.
Oh, shit.
I'll buy you a ticket for the Greyhound bus.
Oh, shit.
I need you to hush. The bus is waiting, and the haters are hating.
Wow. Wow. That was actually pretty good. Shit. That third, it's like we were warming up. So the third round was.
Next week, next week, we're going to have four or five rounds. No, we're going to have five rounds next week. I got you.
Let us know in the comments.
Let us know who won this round. I warmed up with the first two rounds, and then Hector kind of busted out all three, but I came back in the third one. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys believe in that shit, you know what I'm saying? Coming back in the last minute. So tell
coming
tell me.
Back from the last and found.
Yeah, coming back from the last round. Hell yeah. Oh my God. As soon as I thought about that, I remembered the lost and found in the DSA cafeteria, bro. You would always find all sorts of shit in there, bro.
All sorts of stuff.
That shit used to be crazy. But to start wrapping it up, what do you want to leave the Pioneer Nation with today, man?
What are we talking about?
I already know. I'm gonna leave a quote. You wanna leave a question?
Yeah, you wanna leave your thought first?
Yeah, my thought is, this week we went and visited, we went to Loku's birthday party, and I had the most wonderful time, and it feels like I actually relaxed mentally, emotionally, and physically. One thing that I stress a lot is that if you guys have been going at it, going ham on whatever you do for like months now or weeks, please take care of your mentality and your emotional side. Take a day to actually go do something that you enjoy, where you can where you're able to forget everything and just relax mentally, physically, and emotionally. Go do something fun. Go out with your family, your friends. Go do something to relax your mental. Yeah.
I like that.
What you got?
I'm going to bounce off a little bit what you said and just kind of create my own question off of that. Okay. I was just going to say, as creators, or really just people in general, if you're a good friend, you'll do this. We're always checking on each other's friends, good friends or whatnot, the homies, homegirls, see if they're doing good or not, making sure they're okay. Yes, it's good to check on your friends. My question for you guys this week is, when's the last time you checked yourself?
Damn, that shit's crazy. Go check yourself. That's good, man. Like that. The fuck?
That's the thumbnail. Don't leave it. That's the thumbnail.
All right, I fucks with it. So, thank you guys once again for tuning into the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Please leave feedback to anything you want to talk about, or feedback to anything we did in the video. Please leave a comment, share, subscribe, all that stuff. You can find us at Bull City Pioneers on every streaming platform there is. So, and that includes YouTube, includes Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, Stationhead. Thank you. Oh,
we didn't do it this week.
We forgot about that. Sorry, Stationhead. How I said, thank you guys once again for tuning into the Bull City Pioneers podcast. How I said, we love reading you guys' feedback, so leave feedback. Check us out at Bull City Pioneers on every streaming platform and every platform that we're on, including Instagram. And how I said, how I say every time, we love you guys. And I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace out.